O'Hara.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How'd you get along with Rogers?
I think pretty well, sir. He were right. He needed, he just asked question after question on what the problem was, and I went over the 3 points.
Good.
I don't know if you, I don't think it was great.
You don't think he understood it, did he?
Oh, he understood it.
You really think so? He doesn't really, he knows it. He's too smart not to know.
Oh, he understood it. He said that, that he felt that both of you were moving both in the way that he was taken in.
Oh, shit. Really taken in? Oh, that's just silly.
Man, I just,
we have differences. They're very good. Great. This and that. For him to talk about differences, for Christ's sake, he's less understandable of the differences than I am.
Not even comparable. But I didn't want to over kill him in a way that would be abrasive. I don't think
I know.
It was, but we talked about it in such length.
But you did say, for Christ's sake, don't compare Taiwan and the other. Good. How do you feel, Al, about the trip generally? I mean, I didn't been able to talk to you because Henry, of course, is, I thought we did a pretty good job, don't you think?
Solid plus. I think you can expect that some of the Sharpies that were there with you.
Yeah.
I don't need to get nasty with you. They need to show that you can go.
Yeah.
That's a fact. But I don't think it's going to be solid. Solid. Yeah. Well, you
okay, Al, well, thank you for going over. I think it was good you told him, but you told him it was a pretty cold turkey, did you?
Oh, very cold, but I did it nicely.
Of course, you should, like the Chinese do.
he understood, and he said he could, I could assure you that he had a message.
Good deal, Al. Would you have Henry give me a call when he's free? He's probably out with some woman.
All right.